Bang, bang.
Thank you for giving us a chance, a little break, because Pornhub ain't working right now.
It ain't?
Yeah, you go to, you can't go to none of that shit and say, I heard.
What you heard it say?
I heard it was a white lady looking at you like this.
Hours to do this for y'all, so we hope y'all like, share, cat a corner.
Subscribe.
Come on, man. Do what your job is to do. What
bro, we when, got they, when they shut down a two lane and this nigga.
And hey, you man. Already got 2 hours to drive?
And the dude holding stops, I'll be built like me looking at me like, pull your fat ass out of the way. I can say it.
Every time me and my mom used to see some of them people that like twist the sign and say stop and slow, she'd be like, those jobs that say no experience required when you be looking it up.
If you see them out at 3 a.m, they getting some money.
Not really.
They not?
I don't think so. You talking about a nigga turning the sign?
That's time and a half. Like, when they out there late night,
wait, he ain't overnight. No police officer.
I'm telling you, some of them niggas.
He's a
union.
Dude with a job.
Some of them niggas union.
Nah, bro. Construction union?
They got on, he on disability. They got a vertebrae.
I cannot
slip.
Believe those sign turners make a lot of money.
All right, man.
I can't.
Sign turners, tap in.
Tap in, sign turners, truck drivers.
Put a picture of your money phone up.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that's on audio with the one AirPod gang.
Hey, AirPod?
Yeah, one AirPod gang. Bang, bang, bang.
Thank you for giving us a chance, a little break, because Pornhub ain't working right now.
It ain't?
Yeah, you go to, you can't go to none of that shit and say, I heard.
What you heard it say?
I heard it was a white lady looking at you like this. All right, man, capture this, man. I found a nostalgic photo and I'm trying to see what era this was. This might be the early 2000s. Capture this.
Found my dad's old DVD collection. What the F is Booty Talk Legacy?
What's Booty Talk, you say? Booty Talk helps a lot of young men, a lot of boys grow to men.
But you know what? This is this is someone that found this that knows about Booty Talk, because the actual question is, what the F is Booty Talk Legacy? And now I have that same question because I don't think I've ever heard of that.
That's not like it come in a gold box. Booty Talk Legacy might come with a booty. It might come with an inside, you know how they pack up weed.
Yeah, nice. I think it's when you beat the game and they all started shaving. It's the first ball coochies is on the Legacy.
Like Mortal Kombat. Wesley Snipes, Wesley Pipes come out there like, yeah.
You beat the game. Good job. Yeah, man. You, hey, because that's
Booty
like.
Booty Talk Legacy.
If you watch the whole DVD, a porn DVD, you are crazy, because them things like 4 hours.
It was like 6 hours each, and that book is, you can't even zip that case up. That case is busting out the seams.
Ooh, boy, that'd be worth about a cool $200.
Man, it was all $5 hollers at the gap. This is all barbershop collection right here.
$5 hollers.
It was $5 hollers. Couple of them is the right number, but the wrong movie on there, too. This is like, yeah,
how many? Volume 1, 4, 25.
I've never seen the first Booty Talk. How many of them was it? My favorites was around 60s.
Yeah, the 60s 70s, ones, 70s, yeah. 70s. I think they got up to 100-something once they started letting Brian Pumper rap.
That's when I was out of there. When, bruh, Brian Pumper came in like a whirlwind and he ruined porn for a lot of niggas.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Who is bro with all this silver on?
He was trying to get some raps off with his dick out. Hey, bruh.
He had mad sterling silver on.
But, hey, bruh.
Bruh.
Do you want to rap? Or
stop
have,
brushing
or
your hair, nigga.
Yeah. That's definitely it, if you know, you know.
Hey, put in the comments, what was your favorite Booty Talk, you filthy.
It went
filthy.
Up to 50? That's not true.
No, it was like 60-something. It was all well over
That's
60.
That's not true. You got to check your ChatGPT. Your ChatGPT ain't
old
enough.
They
weren't
there.
It ain't old enough. It ain't been around
the
block.
You got to check
enough.
This other app called JackGPT, where niggas can jack off. Niggas have been jacking off since 99. You got to find a nigga with some gray in his hair and on his hands.
JackGPT, nigga that just jack off with Suave lotion. Shit used to hurt.
Because if you got to this, that means you had some VHS too.
I know. It had to be 100 because I remember the 60s when I was younger. So yeah, I know they probably got new ones. You know what I'm saying? But you could really make some money, though, because they be making money on Twitter with the porn joints. And if you could, like, get that DVD book and get it to digital and start posting them, you get some bread.
You know you watched...
I spent $200 for that book.
You watch a porn series too long when you watch a couple of porn stars grow dreads all the way out. It'd be long. couple of niggas.
And the one nigga with dreads was on every single video, bro. I was like, is he the only porn star
his
ever?
Shit was low. I said, damn, bro. I mean, I've been following this. That was the first social media right there.
Man, I don't watch.
They had the first followers.
I don't watch plenty of women grow up through porn. Oh, go man. From barely legal to MILF. Like, damn, I've been watching porn too long.
Shout out to the dirtbags, man.
One time for the dirtbags. Two time for the dirtbags. And this is how we open with caption this.
Yeah, caption this for sure.
I mean,
this is my DMs hit different, man.
Me, what we got?
This might be a Husky hero if I'm not mistaken. This brother right here, I don't know. Tyler, you got to tell me, is this a probate, a gospel not a probate. Quartet?
I'm gonna tell you now,
or like a step show reunion. What is happening right now? This is, but my big dude is the lead. He's the first one on the line.
Oh, it's not buffet.
People been sending me to talk about this beat.
Nah, bro.
I said, bro, I did not pledge go to Corral. And there's no way I will wear this. No way I will come out here dressed like I work at Auto Max. Carmack.
Nah, man, these boys ain't in no fraternity.
They just full grown men scooting around.
They just going to get grits.
This is the buffet line they going to eat. This is what happened when the fish be ready at the fish fry.
Nah, the two niggas back there, they had to check on his ankles.
I like how Buddy sure keeping a safe distance, because Buddy, he's like, you got a lot of booty to be in the front, bro.
Yeah.
You can't be tooting your butt up when you got extra booty, man. You
built like Nell Carter.
Hey, man. As a nigga who got this body, I know I'm not supposed to be in the front of the line doing any type of dance.
Any type of booty dances, nigga got a prehistoric butt.
He trying to defy the odds. He trying to prove it to somebody that said he couldn't do it, because he probably was chilling.
Hey, man.
What is this?
That man gone size 81.
This is how they do before they run their credit at the car lot. Use car lot.
Yeah, this ain't no fraternity, dog. They were never in no fraternity.
They done pledge uncle. He just crossed uncle.
They done pledge UNC.
He crossed the burning sandals. Shout out to all the dudes who just pledged class of 2026.
Hey, you were born in 1974. Get out the folk line, man.
He looked like all the church bus drivers had a little, little something at Easter. That's what it is. His program.
His face is like he was just looking at the video we were looking at.
Bro.
What the hell is this?
This is my DMC different.
One of them little dykos got the prettiest titties in the world. Especially the ones. The prettiest titties in the world belong to the little dyke. Especially the ones that think they the little dude of the relationship, and them ones ain't never had no kids. Man, got the prettiest little titties.
Hey, he need to be in jail. I just know that. I just feel like he do too much.
He looked around. He could be a musty suspect as well.
Yeah.
He looked around like.
He said, Dice got the pretty titties.
You know what? You need to stop looking at your little mechanic titties. Mm-hmm. They'll be coming over to fix your car. Oh, they haven't adjusted to 2026.
He talk about the new dykes, though. Because the old school dykes used to strap their titties down. And
they did.
Yeah, they look like the CD book we just looked at.
Well, it's different eras of dykes. You had your early Marshall Warfields.
Mm-hmm.
They was big titties.
Shortcut, big shoulders.
Big titty police lady studs. They really would play as if they straight butt.
Right. And then next you had your sports bra.
Taped down.
You know what I mean? Little musty.
Little bit musty.
Mm-hmm.
Could do a man type skill, mechanic.
Average about 12 and 8.
Yeah, for sure. Ex point guard,
but now, I mean, we got the, you know what I'm saying? I guess
it's a new hybrid version. They like the it's like sativas and indicas
together. Yeah, good little hybrid to dyke.
They got some fine stud, like with fate. Like, it's confusing.
It is.
It's confusing.
It is. I mean, I don't be confused because I don't know the color, but.
It's like the work. I watch it like comic book characters.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she can morph into a nigga. But it just so happened to have a booty.
Ex-woman.
Yeah. Hips in the apocalypse.
Hey, man. Hips in the apocalypse. Hey, once again, man, we have the most talented, funny, and amazing fans in our Tennsylvanians.
Oh, the community.
The community posts stay going stupid.
Y'all show up for us.
Yes, y'all do. This was, what was this called, Ferg?
We're farming. This is what we're shooting.
I don't think we named this, but we shot a pilot over here at a black-owned farm with our guy. Tyler and Ronnie Rediscover America.
Dropped that whole pilot on paper.
Yes, at Lilo's farm with Ferg, man. Posted in the community post, just showing that we got some things coming out, and y'all decided to roast. I didn't even ask for a roast this time.
He just put
I was like, oh yeah, this was cool. I remember me and Ronnie
doing
this.
Black
men in the garden shooting a pilot in the middle of COVID. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to do our thing.
With our black-owned soccer jerseys, custom human AF. I mean, this says I'm doing Peace Corps work.
Man.
Come on, man. I'm trying to be, you know what I'm saying? That's that was actually my COVID mask, too. You know, back then you had to have an extra mask. Because people be breathing.
Nigga said, this is the Fat Albert and J.J. Evans mix up. A mashup.
Mashup.
Damn. Black Gilligan is Skipper. Trauma Bond. Tyler missing his ex. Ronnie missing his meals.
That's a good one. Yeah. I can see that on there. That's like an album cover. I'm like,
Tyler, maybe I should have kept my hair.
Damn.
Man, they going crazy, man. I don't even know if these funny, man. Really funny, man. Tell him your name,
I feel
Toby.
Like Ferg and Rod Rose in the comments just showing just over there getting it off.
Tyler look like a Jamaican tour guide showing Ronnie Bob Marley's Mid Garden. Damn.
Hold on, you gonna take a shot at Bob Marley too?
Real quick. Tyler, look at all this weed. Ronnie, look at all these collard greens.
Both of them over there. Oh, that's funny.
In the Garden of Mid, they do say a lot of Mid stuff. It was one more I know that was funny. So we gotta catch the chicken before y'all jerk it.
That's what it looked like for real. That's some funny shit. We ain't even, y'all ain't even ready to see me on the moped in the Dominican. Y'all ain't ready. If we pull that one.
Oh, bro. Oh, God. Yes, I got to put that on right now.
I got it in WhatsApp, man. I think.
Oh, actually. No, on the motorcycle. It's in the Ha Ha Mafia joint, too. Oh, yes. Bruh. I forgot about that. All I got to do is look up. We'll do it later, man.
Man, we was we took a bike tour through the DR.
Moped tour, scooter
little
tour.
Kids are like, grande papa.
We went to the top of the mountain, but Ronnie was riding that motherfucker though, bro. I was impressed, dog.
I felt so skinny.
All right, I got another one that I posted, which ain't really roast, but it's just the nostalgia of it all. We have a great story, man. Ronnie and I started our comedy careers. I started my comedy career with Ronnie as he was already on the road and taking me on the road. And we were road warriors and we drove any and every place you can expect. And this was on our way to Connecticut. And this was in...
It was in Kentucky somewhere.
Kentucky, yes.
We stopped in Kentucky.
Is this the one?
That's the one. What I took a picture with dude?
That was Kentucky. I thought it was Indiana. But okay, Kentucky. Yes, it don't matter. But yes.
That might have been Indiana. That might be.
I think it's Indiana. Kentucky was the one we got stopped. But we got stopped by 4 or 5
times. I think the cop commented on this shit after.
He did. When you posted it, the niggas that found us.
Damn, they motherfuckers.
So let's go ahead and tell the story. So we get pulled over and you know what I'm saying? They don't smell no weed though.
They don't.
We hadn't been smoking or whatever, but they still pull us out the car because we in Kentucky and we are black.
You know and I got on that sweater.
Yeah, but we
it's a feisty cardigan.
We going to do a show, and Ronnie has his merch with him though. So that kind of was our saving grace. We go in the back. They go through the merch, tell them we comedians, and they follow
ask
Ronnie.
The show is.
Right.
They always try to ask different questions to this. That's the same shit different ways.
Now, mind you, I wish we could see that whole sweater because it actually saved us. Because if anybody knows Ronnie, while we're talking to the police, I look over at his sweater and he has at least a 3-5 of weed crumbs all on that fucking sweater, dog. I want to just reach over and do them like this, like real fast, but I can't. But they don't really, you can't, I guess you can't see it. Cause
I was talking so much that they was distracted.
Yeah, man. And we started to get back in the car and post that picture and be like, yeah, we had the weed on us, blah, blah, blah. But then the police officer.
Right in the comments.
Right in the comments. Great meeting you guys. Have a safe trip to. Like, oh, man.
We knew it was over with. We was like, oh, they watching.
Over with, bro. I know. They probably ruined so many lives that day.
Yeah, man.
Because I got pulled over and we weren't even going fast. I mean, we were in traffic, matter of fact.
They just saw two black people.
Yeah, we were in traffic. Like, it was like some. I don't know if it was construction or whatever, but something that had us going less than 20 miles per hour and they just pulled us over still for no reason.
I know, he was like, niggas, hold on.
Yeah, we've been pulled over at least 6-7 times with no tickets before.
Bro, it was way more than that. My other homeboy, Vince.
I'm talking about me and you together.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, me and you together. That was the lighter years.
Yeah.
It was worse than that.
I'm telling you, I'd have probably been pulled over 10 times in my life without getting a ticket.
I didn't really start thinking about how many times I got pulled over until George Floyd and COVID, and I was like,
yeah, that could have been me 10
thinking
times.
Thinking about, I'm just totaling it out. It was like, I got over 100. Like, yeah. I've been like just being on the road driving.
I tell you what, that nigga had a hard time getting in your neck, though.
But
I got my knee on his back. Bruh, pulled over with Ronnie, dog.
I got pulled over with Bope, and he was stuttering so bad. I said, yo, drive, nigga.
No, he stutters for real, officer. We don't have nothing in the car. This nigga really stutters.
You know how when they let you go, it's wrapped up. It's time to shut up.
He's talking about, so I got to come back here.
I said, drive the car.
Just drive.
Bro.
We can look it up.
Drive, bro. I got so much weed still on me. Get the fuck on. He was laughing so hard because I had, you know, I had my pre-roll pack. Soon as I saw him, I had, because you know, you got the car blunts with you. I got about two or three. As soon as I saw, I had a big ass gallon of water. And I said, I think they finna get us both. And he saw it, and I said, and I took the three blunts and ate the bitches and drunk that water.
And that shit crazy.
Yo, you ain't the motherfucker. I still got the other pack of pre-rolls tucked.
Yeah, but the untucked ones got to go.
Don't just give what they want, blah, blah, blah. He gave it, because both was speed. That's it. I said, bro.
How many blunts do you think you're
going to eat? Oh, dozens. I don't know.
You've been pulled over so many times, bro.
Yeah, man. That three blunts, that's a good nap.
Yeah.
Good ass nap.
Good ass nap. Talk about an edible.
That nigga ate him and then we went straight to
and slept for 2 days.
Hey, man. I had a good rest that evening. I know I did.
Yeah, man. I ain't never ate no weed in the car. I know I was in the car with a homeboy. I saw Watch Eat a Seven. Dry weed. You know what I'm saying?
The time I did eat it, it was so much weed and it was good. And I was like, I don't want to. I was like, because I didn't even think. I was like, I know they ain't finna.
You know weed smoke good when it tastes good a little bit.
Yeah.
Like when something get in your lip when you rolling up, like, God damn, this shit finna be good as hell.
Like the two times I went to jail in my life, it was, the weed was so fire. Like the first, the lady I had, I made it all the way to the jail with it tucked. And I'm like, I can't go in here with this shit on me. And I'm like, he's like, is there anything you want to tell me before we go here? Is crossing jail lines, is a felony bringing it? I said, I think I forgot something in my pocket. And they said, put it on the counter. And the black, I put it on the counter, black, they said, ooh, woo.
She smoked that
shit. That's strong. I said, chill.
She took that to the house. She took that to the house. You hear
me?
Man,
she said, he got some of that strong. She would have told all the black ladies, big old asses.
Hey, couldn't nothing be worse than getting locked up with some bullshit weed, though.
Yeah,
that got to her.
You get roasted by the police.
Well, I don't even care about roasted by the police. You roasting yourself. Like, damn, this bullshit ass weed, bro. At least it could have been good. Yeah, I've been wanting to throw this away.
Getting caught with bullshit weed, it's like you double. It's a double violation.
Yeah. Shout out to Kalen Bugs, man. He's got something going on that we are very interested in.
Hey, man, he has done the brackets of the top coons of the community. And he got
Culture
a good
coons.
Case. Culture coons. You got to hear them out. The brackets are great.
March coonness.
This is day one of March coonness. I know y'all love the 28 days of greatest coons in black history. I know y'all did.
Yes.
But this month, we're going to do something different. We're going to put all 28 coons I did into a bracket to see who's going to win the coonianship.
The coonianship.
The coonianship.
Now, if you seen my last video, the honorable mentions, I said I'm taking out Mary J. Blige for Chad O. Jackson, right?
Was Mary J. Blige
he
in
made
for the
fourth
chicken?
Seed.
I wonder how I she got that chicken.
See,
I don't know.
We got Clarence
how...
Thomas as the one seed. We got Candace Owens as the second seed.
Okay.
We got Andre Bitch-Ass Williams as the third seed. Chad O. Johnson as the fourth seed.
I kind of did this random.
I liked it.
Pause it. I don't know, bro.
When he get down into the brackets, you'll see. Well, he got some good ones in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, well, who you got?
He had Jason Whitlock in there, for sure.
I thought so, but the four people that had it, they made it to the final four, right? The four people, that's who people voted for.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a big bracket. This is the first video. He did a video as they were posting.
See, Clarence Thomas number one.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the seeds.
This is the first.
Gotcha, those are the number one.
This is the first tourney.
I ain't gonna lie, Jason Whitlock should have got that number one seed, bro. He been doing it so long.
Over Clarence Thomas?
Over Candace Owens, she knew. Like she knew in the game, she like SGA.
Clarence Thomas is killing all black history.
No, I know he's still a top seed though. So you got Clarence Thomas. I would take her out, take Candace Owens out, and put Jason Whitlock because she too new or Andre Williams. I don't even know him. I put Herschel Walker maybe in the top seed. You see what I'm saying? Like in the March Madness, you got the best four teams in the nation. They get a top seed, so they got an easier way to get to the final four.
For sure.
So. I don't know. I think Jason Whitlock earned it, man.
Who do y'all think should have been in the top cool brackets? Put it in the comments.
Where's Stephen A at?
Stephen A got to make...
Oh, this is null and void. He got Drake? Hold on, guys. What's going on?
Yeah,
I guess for the black
Drake
face.
Out and put
Stephen A.
You got to put Stephen A up
here. You got Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah. Yeah, he tripping.
I got to. I see. I got to go back.
They younger. He got to be younger than us.
I got to go back. Well, you know what though? We also may have missed some stuff.
Yeah,
we might have to go back to his 28 day because people. Yeah, people could have been doing shit that we just ain't seen.
Sam definitely now. You turn yourself all the way white.
Nicki Minaj in there. Nicki Minaj should be.
She'd be a higher seed.
She should be like two. Depending on when he did this, depending on when he made this bracket, she should definitely be a three seed.
Yeah, I think he'd probably down to Elite Eight by now. You go to his page, he's down to the Elite Eight by now.
If he did this before the Trump thing came out, then I could see it. But like afterwards, she's top. She's a two seed. She a two seed easily.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I think in the finals, I got Stephen A versus, well, he ain't in there, but in my finals, Stephen A versus Jason Whitlock, and I got Jason Whitlock taking on the Coonian chip.
You got Jason Whitlock?
Yeah, bro.
I think Nicki Minaj is making a good fight.
Again, man, it's about experience, dog. I got to take the experience point guard over.
She got the cool under the
Man. She like the Fab Five. You know what I'm saying? They going to get to the chip, but they can't win it. They going to call timeout.
You're not going to be,
Yeah, man.
Basketball IQ ain't that.
Basketball IQ, bro. Jason Whitlock been doing this shit since 1995. Stephen A. Smith, he's very poetic with his you feel what I'm saying? And he go at other coons. Robert Griffin III probably should be. RG3 is on there. Okay. He might. He's probably a sleeper to pick though. Like I feel like he might could get into the final four as an eighth seed.
No, yeah. He did his share.
Yeah, he got right. You remember?
He earned his spot in the tourney.
Slavery was a choice. Got him there.
He earned his spot in the tourney. Yeah. I tell you that.
He didn't even have to like. He was on the bubble and then he did. Slavery was a choice and then got him in there.
Slavery was a choice. Definitely got him. Mm-hmm. You said this shit on national TV.
Yeah. He was on the bubble though. He almost didn't make it. What we got here? Some African hijinks. I love African. Hey, bro. Oh, I'm tripping. You know what we need to do? A segment on African Twitter, and that is my fault.
Okay.
I've been telling y'all for years how funny African Twitter is because they just now getting up on the trends. They still doing the red light challenge. Remember the thing here or there? They still doing that shit. I posted it today. Oh, I'm tripping. All right, next episode, first like, share, Catacona.
Subscribe.
And then we will have some African Twitter.
We're going to do a mercy Zoom African Twitter.
We might, yes. We could tap in on our live.
Our live, man. Get on the live. We're going to have to do a Zoom this one.
Yeah, we're starting to try to do Thursday lives before we drop. What we got? Oh.
Lord, I didn't.
What the hell, gang? Did I miss him?
It was just church. Oh, okay. I think she got tism though. That's a definitely.
She got the Holy Ghost right before they asked for that money.
It's the Holy Ghost and tism.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Tism.
You know, they start asking for them donations, man. She's like, shit, I'm finna go out of
here. Why they be filming all this though? We weren't supposed to see this. This was a secret.
Yeah, man. And you know what though? I'm tired of the non-reacting reactors.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the easy way out, bro. Y'all just using the viral video to go viral and put your chest on TV. Sure. Get your chest off my timeline.
I was doing that like 5 years ago, just looking at the video.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you've been doing
screen,
that.
Just look at it.
Yeah. Here we go. The Mexican homie. Hey.
Oh, that's a vibe. Catch a vibe. Come on.
Your mama ain't safe. Hey.
Make sure you post this the next day because y'all still kind of hot outside.
That nigga name is Don Julio. I really want to know what song he listening to. See, black people always want to put our spin on something. Knowing he wasn't listening to this song.
At all. Whatever he listened to got some trumpets in it and some tubas.
That motherfucker was...
That
nigga
driving low ride. Yeah. The fact that he got that cup of tequila in his head not moving, man. That be.
Mexican dudes are funny, man. They just be bringing their old lady to the gym and making them do they be making them do pregnancy workouts. They don't let them do nothing. They just be
pregnancy workouts.
Like all squats and anything with the leg, with the thing where you do your leg like this and all that. And they just be sitting over there in their work boots watching them and shit.
Oh shit, that's abuse. That sounds like
they trying to make sure they ready to get pregnant. Them boys don't play, but Mexican woman gonna have 3 kids before she's 21.
Hey man.
Shitting me.
I ain't gonna say you're right when you're right.
Shitting me. And she better be ready for it. And they just be in there squatting, doing the little leg shit, doing lunges.
They got a whole row of Mexican
whole row of Mexican Jordan shoes.
Whole row of work boots and Mexican Jordans. Smell like fabric softener in there. Watch the shit out the club.
Ah!
Hey, man. This lady right here, what kind of breakup are you? She said, once you break up with a person, does it fuck that person forever? And fuck that? Like, she trying to see how it be when you break up. What
personal opinion depends on how it went, but let's go.
Do you like girls with tummies, or you gonna call me a fat bitch when you get mad?
I'm gonna do you one better. I'm gonna call you a stupid fat bitch.
Hey, bro, when you break up with somebody, you never know. Men can't be broke up with. We can't handle it, bro. We can't handle it. A woman to move on, start working out and all that shit. He's like, I'll do you one better, you stupid fat bitch.
And don't tell us in the explanation what you don't like us to do. We gonna do that. It's like, we choose violence.
But I will say, just in I think that specific case, though, when a woman does have that spite, she will go a little harder on a nigga, like, when they break up with him. Like, in terms of, like, because they know more about your insecurities that you told them about, and they'll use that to fire them back on you.
If my wife called me a stupid fat bitch, I live here now.
Everybody died.
Well,
they'll get your ass though, bro.
He's like, what? Mm-hmm.
Not the nigga that like a thumb in his butt. I know.
That's how they do the rappers. Hey,
I know damn good. Way. I'm telling you,
the
bro.
Rappers tell somebody no, boy. What? They dropped the receipts. They been collecting data on you.
Mm-hmm.
That mean they never loved you, brother.
This nigga know how to braid.
I ain't had to teach him how to braid.
A nigga I ain't had to teach how to braid is trying to tell me about my life. Like, damn, bitch, I thought that was just love.
Yeah, I thought I was doing
my hobby. Sister taught me.
Right. Not the nigga who crochet. Really?
Oh, you tough now.
Oh, crochet bucket now. Hat talking girl. That's what you call it. Crochet trippers.
Cry when you lost your little man bag, but you tough now.
You so tough.
Tore the house up over that purse now.
So tough.
Yeah, women are a little bit meaner on that shit. We I don't think we get that detail when we be mad at a woman. Women get more detail and it breaks you down harder. When a man is doing, he just be mad. Stupid fat bitch, why would just say some shit?
That's how you know, because women are the only ones who are planning a trip with their friends and then take them over there and then be mad that their friend didn't have no money. Did you do that?
You knew your friend broke before y'all went over there.
You invited
the
broke friend because she is fun. You invited her because she go up to strangers and get the electric slide going.
Now they want to tell her.
Now everybody got, she got all the motion and no money. That shit hurt your heart. And now y'all killed on vacation.
Now you want to tell TikTok about it. You
niggas ain't never going out of town with niggas who ain't got it. If you know we ain't got it.
Now we will. A broke nigga going to figure it out when he get out.
And there. He'll figure it out. And a nigga will tell you, hey, bro, I'm fucked up right now. I need to hold this amount to do this at this. I need to get the money for you before the bitches know I ain't got it.
So once I get out there, I'm going to have a little Mexican bitch send me 12,000
pesos. The broke friend on vacation know find all the local foods.
Yeah.
In the Dominican Republic.
They look
like, but don't eat at a resort, man. It's a spot down the street.
I'm telling you, Chicken Shack.
They get a whole chicken for $1, nigga.
Chicken Shack, bottom of the hill. They cook it on the wheel.
that's how every nigga came back to the resort, nigga. Down the street.
Tell you, but they put the bitch on the hubcap. Get right to you. That shit fall off the bone. Tenderness.
You get down there, he tell you the nigga grabbed the rice with his hand.
They got a handful of rice and corn.
They look at you like, what's wrong with you? I'd be like, bro, I'll just take a beer.
And they look at you like, they hold it like this for you to hold your hand out. Ain't no plate.
No chicken, cerveza. I'll take a beer.
What we got, man? This is Ferguson special? Yeah. I knew it. Just because it said good job, buddy.
He brought them feet with him.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. We need to ban American white kids from playing basketball because it just don't make sense.
When it do click, they do not miss.
Yeah, but it's like three of them in the world that are good enough. Because look, bro, y'all don't really like sports, but anyway, I've damn near documented thousands of plays at the end of basketball games and football games specifically where the white dude on the court did something wrong on defense.
Damn.
And lost them the game. I swear, almost every time, bro. I just watched it the other day. It was, you know, it's March Madness coming up, and they got the small schools they're playing in their tournament to get to the big tournament. It was a championship game. White boy just did his hands like this and let the dude drive right by him and shot a layup. I said, bro, why you got your hands like this? I promise you, man.
They were trying to protect. They were going to get hurt.
My coach was white, and he made sure he took all the white boys out of the game for the last possession. I'm telling you, they should be banned. American white kids should be banned for playing basketball. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. If you ain't European, bro, you ain't nice. And I know Cooper Flagg is a one-off, but name me another one.
But they made Cooper Flagg at the Pentagon.
Yeah. He ain't even that tough, though, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, bro. He ain't got... I can't say one thing. But like I said, this ain't about sports. What we got, Ronnie?
All right. They said this is some fodder in the comedy roast community.
Good fodder.
Good fodder, man. They said that you need one team to go against somebody in a roast.
Mm-hmm.
Who you picking?
Well, you know we're biased.
We are biased.
So we should probably just leave Team 5 out and pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, and 8. If we gonna do it.
But also,
because you know they're gonna say we biased them, you know.
I'm always pick us. I'm always pick Team 5 over everybody on this board.
So we're gonna move them out. It's gonna be like
but actually the matchup everybody wanna see is what?
5 and 6.
5 and 6 I is do the real matchup. We wanna see 85 South versus the all deaf all stars. That's Craig, Boo Capone, and CP.
Yes.
You wanna see that. That's a good matchup. But I wrote in a write-in ballot to the All-Star game.
Who you got?
I said, ain't no Memphis on this board?
Not one. Oh, but Dontario. He's the only one.
Dontario from Memphis? I thought Dontario from Michigan, from Detroit. He's not.
Oh, he could be.
I don't know.
I apologize.
Dontario funny. Mm-hmm. But I put the Flamaholics, Grove Hero, you know, it's the dude with the little arm.
Mm-hmm.
He's the original. Both of them used to be together. Yeah. And K. Davis.
Shout out K. Davis. Yeah, he got to put her in there.
They used to be the Flamaholics together. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how I found them online. They was roasting people together.
Mm-hmm.
They used to go. They went to Boosie's birthday show. Grove Hero started hanging with Young Dolphin. Starting his business, building his community back up.
Yeah.
But they can cook. And Memphis is because, reason I say Memphis, because they roast so much. The volume, you don't get nothing in.
Yes, it's hard to roast back against a Memphis group. But I think, let's see, what the OG, what'll be a good OG one? I think.
I like D.L. Hughley myself in any roast battle. D.L. Hughley, if you don't know, the first couple seasons of Common View, D.L. Hughley had a corded mic. Walking through the crowd, roasting everybody on TV.
On national TV, live. Like, the fact they even let him do that lets you know how cold he was.
It was amazing. Yeah. He was doing bits as he was coming up on him, and I was like, oh, shit.
Because there's not hardly a television production in the world that would let somebody go on TV without knowing what you're about to say.
Yeah, they definitely. It's big money loss, but.
But he did do it.
He built the legacy. He built Combat View. He don't get his credit for building Combat View to what it is, for being the first host when it was in a ballroom. It looked like.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. 4 vs. 3 would be good.
I like that. I like
that. That would be a hell of a.
Who is this dude on three?
That's AJ Johnson. Rest in peace.
Oh, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Oh, he can roast too.
He's ill, yeah.
Now, Cat Williams and Mike Epps in the roast, I think that's a good roast. But
yeah.
I think Cat Williams is going to carry that team right there.
Hey, you know what, though? We don't need to overlook old Kev roasting. Because Kev used to go viral roasting
Kev
people.
You ever see Kev like backstage roasting?
Backstage roasting Meek Mill that time? You see that?
But I see him. I heard about him and Harry roasting LeVar.
Oh, yeah. Kev was, before he got super corporate and super rich, he would roast anybody on a drop of a dime.
They roast so politely.
Yeah.
It's so surgical. Yeah.
So that's why I like to see 4 vs. 3. But I think 5 would take it.
I just want to see the crazy combinations of shit that Craig Smith going to say.
Now, Team 7, I don't even know if any of them roast for real.
Justina Valentine, Afion Crockett, and who was that?
I feel like it's Emmanuel Hudson there.
Emmanuel Hudson. Yeah. Emmanuel can roast.
Manuel is a good roaster. Yeah, he would have to carry that team. Jack Boy, Dontario, and Bobby J.
I thought that was
JJ. Nah. I ain't gonna lie, I done wrote roast for a lot of these people on this.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't gonna lie.
I don't want to put us in it because the roaster shit don't move me because you got to think about a nigga all day like a rap battle. I don't want to think about dudes this much, but I'm definitely. I can get in this mix. I don't give a fuck.
Nah, I done beat some of these fools already.
But also, I'm going to say this.
On television.
The all-deaf roast battle, when you go to that classroom, if you watch it, they pounce. Whoever, it's like all them, the regulars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you got into a little a tete-a-tete. In the comments. Shout out Boo Capone, man.
Coming with the smoke. He's like, remember how I roast you in roast battle? Like, that could be true, but He was like, you don't believe that when I put the Memphis thing. And I was
I don't know. I don't know if L.A. really up on the Memphis roasting. Like, I know D-Ray is.
D-Ray know what's up.
But I don't know if anybody else is up on the Memphis roast. I would get maybe CP probably know too, just from being around.
D-Ray might be the biggest sleeper on this whole board.
Roast-wise, for sure.
Roast-wise.
Shout out to DeHerm, too.
DeHerm's a beast.
DeHerm be roasting like
DeHerm's
shit, man.
DeHerm's a beast.
I need to get out there to go to Monday Ray so we could go do that roast thing.
Yeah, for sure. But this was a good bracket, man. We like these kind of conversations.
Yeah.
You can't judge them until it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Put your team in the comments. Who you think will win?
In the comments. You can write in your ballots, too. Yeah. Who you think will take these dudes on? Because, like I said, Memphis is coming with firepower. That's cool, mm-hmm. shooting that Nerf gun with them six shots. Them Memphis niggas come with them Dracos and goddamn Gatling gun. They got it's like roasting with a switch. That's what I put on there. I said, bro, Memphis roast. Y'all got Glocks. They got switches.
They got switches. Hey, also, I want to make sure that you put the winner of who you think could be in the Final Four of the Cooneyship in the comments as well. We forgot about that. Final and like, share, Catacorner.
Subscribe.
Hey, women, ladies, one of our favorites, man. If you're a Culture Rican, you know this young woman. She gets all more comments than probably anybody, guest than we've had on the show.
We gotta have her on here.
We got to have her on Perfect 10, guys. Our girl, Erica Dutchess.
Hey, women, ladies of the week.
Hey, man, stand up queen. I'm talking about
First Lady of Ha Ha Mafia, First Lady of Rich Broke Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Funny as hell. Now, this is a bad picture, but it's a screenshot of her while she was reading romance novels for More Than Culture. And if you know her, she's from Boat Rock, Georgia, Atlanta, West Side.
I found out me and Erica Dutchess went to the same elementary school at the same time.
That's hilarious.
I got the moon pie hairline.
Yeah, she was at the same school.
She probably was in another classroom somewhere. Right. That shit is crazy.
Roasting your ass from afar.
She was like, "Why you see the boy with the moon pie hairline?" The moon pie hairline is my dad used to cut my hair as a kid, and he used to cut this part off. So me and my brother just had.
Mm-hmm. Had the goddamn Eddie Winslow.
I was looking through a peephole.
Nigga like 3J. Looking through a peephole is fucking high top tier roast for a kid.
That's what I had to deal with in the second grade.
Yes, but Erica Dutchess, man, Departments Part One is on Tubi right now. It's number one movie on Tubi. She plays Candy Lady, and also Tyler's Departments wife. Part Two is she coming very very wife. Soon. Yeah, for sure, man. So make sure y'all go to her page at Erica Dutchess. D-U-C-H-E-S-S, and tell her the Perfect 10 guy sent ya.
If you want to scroll back to funny on her page, go all the way back to Fake Love and Thought Ice.
Oh, yeah.
That was a whole era.
That was an era, man. A great era. Good old COVID era, man.
COVID era we produced some stuff, man.
You remember nigga was smoking with masks on? Remember that?
Niggas was smoking and then put the mask on. This shit, you already done sucked up the goddamn germs.
We didn't know what to do with ourselves, man. But
COVID, we was out here. Children
we
of COVID.
Was R-worded, bro. We were doing the worst things on earth, dog. we were so stupid, dog. But it's over with now, and we're on to the next epidemic, which is Perfect 10 Guys virus all on your I don't know what to say now. All on your phone. Yeah.
Make sure y'all hit up the community post.
Because the share is viral. You got to share it to get viral. That's what I meant. You know what I'm saying? Community posts on deck. We putting pictures in y'all there every crazy. Day, man. Y'all going crazy. Your product can also be talked about here. I cannot do this.
If you would like your business advertised on the Perfect 10 Guys, send us a DM on Instagram. Send us a DM on YouTube. We can advertise your independent business. You know, some of the big podcasts ain't gonna take your call. We can take, you got some money, we might get, your business could be right here.
Yep.
This will your
And we'll do a lot better when you pay, I promise you. We'll have written.
That's why Tyler, the free stuff don't move him.
And it's daytime. I even use it better at commercials at night. I ain't gonna lie.
Shout out to you, man. We was in the car for a long time. Everybody be in the car for a long time before they get here.
Nah, not really. I ain't making no excuses. I just didn't all do a good job. Sometimes it happens. You got to take responsibility. Just like you need to take responsibility for liking, sharing, Catacorner.
Subscribe!
Yeah, man. Let me go. I'm about to fight my tongue.
Do we have any more community posts that we can...
Nah. Cool. We got some, but it ain't funny enough. This is when we first started. We would let them warm up.
Okay, got it.
But they cooking now. Everything we throw up on now, they cooking, so... We got y'all.
Thank y'all, man. Mm-hmm. Let's see what the DM's hitting for. That's it? Oh, show up with?
Yeah, nigga.
Good night.
I was wondering what you're talking about, what more of the community, but we do it another 40 hours. Started at 12.